You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, I'm Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. A new record for cases, evidence of airborne transmission, and a massive airline layoff on the horizon. Here's what you should know. Last week, the U.S. broke records for new coronavirus cases in a single day when it crossed 50,000, but that record was shattered yesterday when 60,021 new cases were reported. The news comes as the U.S. crossed the 3 million mark for total COVID cases, 1 million of which have come in the last month. A letter on Monday, signed by 239 scientists, urged the World Health Organization to be more forthcoming about COVID-19's ability to be transmitted by droplets in the air. The organization now confirms there is emerging evidence of COVID-19 being airborne, but that more research will need to be done before a more definitive statement can be made. United Airlines may have received a $3.5 billion grant from the U.S. government, but the company says it will likely need to lay off 36,000 employees, 45% of its frontline workers in the U.S., this fall. The travel industry continues to sputter as a surge in cases and new quarantine guidelines crush hopes of a rebound. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/tt.